Toen ze elkaar leerden kennen aan het einde van de 70s, was Toets Tielemans meer een novelty-figuur geworden in de muziek dan een echte jazzmuzikant. Zo beweert pianist Fred Hirsch over hun kennismaking. En daar wilden een aantal mensen wel iets aan veranderen, uit respect voor Toets en voor zijn talent als muzikant. En zo iemand is dus die Fred Hirsch. Eigenlijk was Toets een unieke muzikant en hij wilde hem opnieuw op de kaart zetten. Zometeen praten we met de pianist Fred Hirsch, maar laten we eerst even luisteren naar de magie tussen die twee. Fred Hirsch aan de piano en de bekendste mondharmonica ter wereld, die van Toets Tielemans. Publiek in het Paleis voor Schone Kunsten in Brussel in 1989. Helemaal verbluft en helemaal onder de indruk van die samenwerking tussen Toets Tielemans en pianist Fred Hirsch. Pianist in wat we zijn gaan noemen de American Band, de Amerikaanse band van Toets.
Toets had not had an American band, really. I think he had made this album with Bill Evans. And he was, you know, really feeling good about himself as a jazz musician, not just sort of as a novelty, somebody who played on Sesame Street or Midnight Cowboy. And I owned a recording studio at that time. And I had made my first album for Concord Jazz, and I said, you should really record Toots Thielemans with this band. And they did. I produced the album. And I really wanted to make sure that Toots, you know, stuck to just being a great jazz player the way he is. And I think he was one of the great ballad players on any instrument. I think he could play a melody really in an amazing way. He was a lot of fun to be around. He had a very nice sense of how to treat the people that he worked with. He was very generous and nice to be with on the road.
Ja, in details gaat hij niet, maar het verhaal gaat dat Toots zijn muzikanten heel royaal en heel goed betaalde, wat niet altijd het geval is in de muziekwereld. Een mooie mens, een warme mens. En eigenlijk was Toots een unieke muzikant. Niemand speelde de harmonica zoals Toots. En niemand speelde de harmonica op het niveau van Toots. Tenzij misschien Stevie Wonder. Twee muzikanten die elkaar heel goed en heel graag hadden ook. Toots en Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder was the only harmonica player that he really looked up to. And Stevie was the same way. You know, you hear a Chaka Khan record and there's a little harmonica solo, and that's Stevie Wonder. You know, he had that thing, you know. And if you're a chromatic harmonica player, you have to deal with Stevie Wonder and Toots Thielemans. I mean, that's like the North Pole and the South Pole. And it's not easy, you know, for a young harmonica player like Gregoire Marais, who's excellent. You know, he's had to kind of figure out how not to be the next Toots, you know, and how to be himself. Toots, like Gary Burton did with the Vibes, he redefined what's possible on that instrument. And I don't know how many dozens of times he won the Downbeat Critics Poll for Miscellaneous Instrument, you know. When I was playing with him in the 80s, he really, you know, he was really going for it, you know. And we played the, you know, the Paul Simon tune that he recorded with Bill Evans, and we played some movie stuff. But, you know, we also played my tunes. We played, you know, Wayne Shorter tunes. We played Monk. We played some Ellington. We played some nice standards. Well, he was always into ballads. I mean, he could do a whole night of ballads. Yeah. It's a shame that his guitar playing didn't come back after his stroke, but in a way that made him focus on jazz enough to do an album like Nimiki Tipa or Only Trust Your Heart, you know, as a, you know, really amazing harmonica player.
Thank you. Speak No Evil. Een thema van Wayne Shorter uit Only Trust Your Heart. Dat album van Toots Thielemans met zijn Amerikaanse band. Met Joey Baron en met Fred Hirsch aan de piano. En Fred Hirsch heeft in die tijd heel veel gewerkt met Toots. En heeft geprobeerd om Toots opnieuw helemaal in de jazz te krijgen. En dan was er dat album Ne me quitte pas, een live opname in het Paleis voor Schone Kunsten in Brussel. In zijn Brussel. Toots Thielemans speelde met zijn Amerikaanse kwartet in zijn stad Brussel. En de microfoons stonden aan en de plaat ging de geschiedenis in. Het moet heel veel betekend hebben voor Toots om te mogen spelen met zijn Amerikanen in Beaux-Arts.
Yeah, and also of course in the most beautiful and largest concert hall in his hometown, you know, and it was a very big deal to him. And he really delivered. I mean, he was a really good performance, and they just recorded it off the board, and then the sound was good enough that he decided to release it because it was a very special moment in his life. And you know, he'd only played in Belgium with his European guys, and you know, and I can remember often I'd be taking a solo and he'd be going, yeah, go Fred, you know. He was very encouraging and...
sports trainer, almost.
Yeah, like a coach, like a little coach. Bit.
Yeah.
But, and I don't mean this as a slight to any of the other pianists who worked with him after me, but I think he and I really had a very special relationship that I think was... maybe his most compatible relationship with a pianist. You know, I think stylistically, I was a good match for him with the way that I play.
Ja, Fred Hirsch en Toots Thielemans, het was... En dat bewijzen de platen uit die tijden, dat bewijzen de opnames ook. Het was een bijzondere samenwerking. Kennen Amerikaanse jazzmuzikanten eigenlijk wel die Jacques Brel, die Brusselaar waar Toots... zo graag muziek van speelde. Wisten ze eigenlijk wel wie dat was? Wist Fred Hirsch hoegenaamd wie Brel was?
Yeah, I was aware of Jacques Brel. There was a off-Broadway show that ran in the village for 20 years called Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. That was the name of it. And when I first started to learn pop songs in the 60s, I had a songbook of, you know, great songs of the 60s. And there was some Michel Legrand and Jacques Brel in there. And, you know, Toots would always get pissed off when he would talk about the English lyrics, which is, the title in English is If You Go Away. And he said, it's not If You Go Away, it's Do Not Leave Me. You know, and he would say, it's a very different sentiment. It's like Brazilian singers who look at the English lyrics to Corcovado, which is, the English version is Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars, but they say that that's not what the song is about at all. And that happens sometimes, you know? I mean, sometimes people, when they write, when they translate lyrics, they try to translate them close to the original. Other times they just take them away and write something else because they want it to be successful. So he was very adamant about what the sentiment of the song meant. He would always talk to me about the line. He would say, there's a line in there, let me be the shadow of your dog. You know, like, I just want to be close to you. I'll be the shadow of your dog, but don't leave me. He would always tell that anecdote when he played it and, you know, just to try to get people to pay attention. We always did it fairly simply. It was kind of a set piece. I played a little solo, but it wasn't a long, drawn-out kind of thing. But it was always a dramatic moment. And even people who didn't know Jacques Brel or know the song knew that he was so connected to it that they felt something. Thank you.
De muziek van Jacques Brel. En zelfs alle aspecten van die tekst zaten in de muziek, zaten in de mondharmonica van Toots Thielemans. Toots Thielemans met zijn Amerikaanse band. Fred Hirsch aan de piano, Harvey Schwartz aan de bas en Joey Baron op drums. Tijdens dat concert in het Paleis voor Schone Kunsten 1989... Het is het zwaartepunt van dat album dat dezelfde titel heeft meegekregen. Ne me quitte pas.